This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, Friday in Paradise. Happy hour continues. Yeah, happy hour, not in the sense that like there's a special here, but in the side, you know, the vibe is a happy hour vibe here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Hope you guys are having a great Friday. A little rainy out there, but we're going to put some sunshine in your afternoon with some shenanigans and good time, fun time. Rob Tribble is in for Carl. We start the show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
So, yeah, you know, the Kentucky story was kind of the story last night, but
yeah.
Anybody surprised? What's up, y'all? Hey, man. Yeah, I mean, who's really surprised by
that? No,
we'll get the shots going during the break. We'll be there. But, yeah, I mean, who's surprised by that?
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Who's surprised by that? Look, don't get me wrong. Calipari, and I love the interview last night post-loss, you know, on TBS, CBS.
Well, he's reflecting and revisiting his entire philosophy.
Yeah, like learn how to coach?
Well, you know.
I mean, what is there to say? He's had the great advantage for all these years. And, look, he's got one. Like so many great coaches out there that, as we said, talking to Andy and Randy, they can recruit. It's not surprising. But yeah. It is kind of funny that everyone, you know, bellyaches about name, image, likeness. Kentucky has cut corners under Calipari for the better half of what now? 2009?
Well, he went all in on the one and done. He was the first member, Coach K at Duke. Right. Yeah, really hesitated to do that. Took him about maybe 5-7 years old.
World Wide West, the sneaker pimps, the AAU pipeline. I mean,
right,
decisive advantage. So I just, that's like, I'm like crocodile tears for Calipari taking the exit.
Oh, absolutely. And you were talking about the lack of coaching. If some guy broke down when Oakland was in their half-court offense. There's like two Kentucky guys who were just kind of like wandering around like like they're Alzheimer's patients.
And by the way, you know, when the young guys are struggling, maybe he's got a bunch of graduate transfers in Kentucky this year.
Yeah.
Maybe put some guys who aren't crapping their pants in to maybe help, you know. Kentucky did a great job fighting back. And we'll talk more about the brackets, et cetera. But right now, kind of chalk. We're watching Colgate-Baylor game, and it looked like it was tight for a minute. I know that our Deshaun Tate liked Colgate in this one, our college hoops expert. Northwestern and Florida Atlantic FAU going round and round. But so far, it's good to be an 11 seed in the tourney.
Apparently, yeah, the double-digit seeds are faring quite well. You know, you asked me yesterday, does this still have the luster it used to, the March Madness? And used to, remember how good college basketball was because you had personalities, the coaches and the players stuck around. I think it still has that charm because now we're seeing these smaller schools, you know, players we've never seen before, and they all look like they're 30. They look like they just lost their job at the tool and die maker. They're divorced, and they just want to see their kids. You know, that's what some of them look like.
Well, I mean, you're right. Some of these cats have actually stuck around. And, you know, some of the guys, just like in football last year, taking advantage of some COVID, you know, years where they get you an extra year. But it truly is the mid-major, the school which the players do stick around. They are the student athletes. And that's like it is more than one
the
way.
The epitome of one, and that there's a purity right. to it. And it's good to see.
I don't want to get hung up like one of these old farts. Like, ah, it's the right way.
No, not that at all. No. But it's just
it is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see that. It's still right. that still exists.
Hey, Samford should have took out Kansas. Bunch of nonsense. We were just talking.
Wow, that was the cleanest block.
Got all ball. We were just talking now again Man. Because I saw the highlights, didn't see the actual game, so I was flipping back and forth. You don't have a chance to review that.
You do not. You can only review if they want to make it like the next level of a foul. Cannot do it in college.
Because
basketball.
Were just watching in the Northwestern FAU game.
I guess they were judging
a flagrant at the top of the key, but it's almost like the NBA. You just want to get it right.
Yeah.
Because you know it changes the dynamics.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to college hoops.
One point game and Samford would have the ball going back the other way.
And that made all the Samford's down what two or three when that happened.
Late,
like
right, correct.
Like a minute left, and it's like.
Yeah, I know.
It was nuts.
So the refs, you hate to see that be a part of the story, but I'm with you. When I've got no skin in the game, no matter what the sport, I always go for the underdog. Yeah. Always root for the little guy.
I love Greg Kampke at Oakland. He's been there for 40 years.
See, and that's
why. He's 68 years old. This is like his fourth appearance in the tournament. The ultimate guy for beating
Kentucky.
You know what? I think he's actually getting it right. He can labor in obscurity at Oakland, you know, which is up there in Michigan.
Right.
He's making $300K a year. The cost of living ain't much where he is. He's got he's just serenely just coaching basketball without a lot of the nonsense. You know, he made the National High School Hall of Fame as an Allen Green. He was a cornerback and a punter and a kicker, and he played basketball.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. We'll continue to keep you up to speed on what's going on with the tournament. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead right on Piedmont. Parking in the back. Come on down. Join the party, pal. Be here till 7 o'clock. Just real quick, so sorry for Jersey Mike. Poor guy. We got one of the best young engineers in the business. And I go, what's wrong, buddy? I'm like, why the long face, Mr. Lincoln? A bite is great. I mean, I finished the slices he didn't eat. But he must have had a problem with one of his teeth, chipped part of his tooth.
Oh, boy.
Poor little guy on a Friday. Now you know you're not going to see a dentist till Monday. You know?
Hey, we can take care of that right now. I think butter knife, fork. Take care of it.
I think, well, seriously, we do a couple shots of tequila. We'll let Uncle Rob go to work with a butter knife. How hard can this be?
Uncle Rob sounds like Clue. Uncle Rob in the library. Uncle Rob with a butter knife.
It's like the old days with Bo when I used to work with Bo Bog. They got to get some liposuction. Oh, you have a doctor? No, I got a guy with a shop vac and an X-Acto knife. There's always a way to do this cheaply.
We can
come up with a hack to get the rest of that tooth out of the back. Don't worry about it, pal. By the way, how do you eat your pizza? Who does that on a back tooth? What are you? You eat like an animal for crying out loud.
No, like a brontosaurus. You know, they just eat plants. He's got to get the incisors in there. I need the carnivore.
I look at Mike and go, why aren't you eating your pizza? He goes, I'm burger too. I go, well, I'll finish it. I go right to town. It's delicious. Love their flatbread pizzas here.
Maybe they'll make a smoothie out of it for you.
So, poor Mike. This is the same guy, if you don't remember, a few months ago, he's in the middle of Peachtree, and a car just dies. And he literally sits there in his car, and nobody will help him. All the super hipsters on their phones. Nobody will lend him a phone. He's got a car with the hood up, and nobody just lend him a phone for two seconds. So he literally had to sit out in the middle of Peachtree until it got dark, until finally somebody came to help him.
What a dark, evil world we live in.
I know. But that's poor Mikey. As we joked around, there's a great line from Wall Street, and my father used to use it. Now, whether he got it from Michael Douglas, I don't know. It makes me laugh every time. If Jersey Mike owned a funeral parlor, nobody would die. So we're hoping his luck changes.
I thought Gordon Gekko was saying that about.
It was about a guy.
What about Sheen? But it's somebody else.
It's a company he's got a big share in, and the CEO's on like a book tour. He goes, "How's he giving lectures? Giving lectures on losing money? This guy in a funeral parlor, nobody would die." So that's what we're shooting with today. The March Madness does continue today as well. The party, the shenanigans, also at the Cheetah. So you've got two options. Join us in this neck of the woods in Buckhead, or the producers and Randy Mack throwing it down. Randy's on his way down to it. Bills as Alluvia on your credit card right there on the Spring Street Ballet.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that comes in handy, doesn't it? Hey, man, Hawks last night, take it in the shorts. We'll get the headlines in a bit, but no big surprise, was it?
Oh, good Lord. You know what's so sad is my interest in the NBA is directly proportional to how good the Hawks are doing.
Right.
So right now it's very, very tepid, but I'll still peek in on some highlights. You know, when I'm watching TikTok, some great plays from last night. Dallas had a great little play in transition. Luke on his back.
Right.
Threw it behind his head while he's laying down to Kyrie, and Kyrie goes up for an apparent layup. Nope, just tosses back to the guy behind him, slam. But look it up. It's such a sweet-looking thing.
Well, and look, we love Jalen Johnson's game, but that's a guy that whatever we're going to do in the offseason, you can't touch him. He's untradeable for me. I want to build with him. You know, I love his game. I think as much as we malign DeAndre Hunter, I don't know, I'm 50-50. I could trade him. I just feel just when you think that he starts to roll.
Well, he's what, a fourth or overall pick?
Well, yeah, and
you're
it's
you're thinking
your
a little bit more.
Yeah, with 6 years in the league now. Mm. I mean, come on.
Well, he is what he is now.
Right.
He's a Jag.
Or fifth season, but yeah.
Yeah, he's a Jag now.
It's just, and that means just a guy.
Another guy.
Yeah. But last night, another game where they just give up a ton of points. They gave up 136 to LeBron and company. Last night was 128. But with all due respect to the Hawks, you're just not playing with a full deck right now.
No.
The injuries and, you know. No, anybody who ever ran that up the flagpole, they're better without Trey is nonsense.
I mean, we can sit there and dissect the Hawks, but it's just there's just zero pulse with them. There's nothing interesting about them.
Well, say that to Steve Kuhnin when he joins us at 4:40 today.
I say it as an Atlanta fan. I'm not a carpetbagger coming in and bashing him. I've liked his team forever.
You want your team to be not in the play-in game for the third year in a row.
I don't think Steve ever doesn't really like me because I've asked some negative things a couple of times, and he kind of put me in timeout a little bit. I think he's probably a little annoyed that I'm on with you today. But we'll soldier on in spite of it.
No, we'll talk March Madness with Steve. That'll be much more intriguing.
Just keep it light. What'd you have for lunch today, Steve?
Cobb salad. Anyway, we'll find out.
Where do you get your ties? You have the best ties.
Place your bets on that one. We got the headlines coming up. We will talk to our buddy from Denver. Albright, who does a great job tracking down some NFL stories, and he gives some really good intel on what happened with Russell Wilson. I'll be curious now that since our last conversation, Russ has landed with the Steelers. And I'm curious to see what Albright thinks about that. And we'll continue to
Hassan Reddick, my friend.
Yeah. What about that?
Isn't that titillating?
What do you think? Now, what's going to happen?
As we're at Twin Peaks. What?
Now, you're interested in Hassan Reddick?
Well, he's being linked to the Falcons.
I just don't. I guess now this is where we'll have to. We'll talk about this coming up. We'll have to restructure some guys. Grady is the first guy that comes to mind.
Right.
But I'm with you. I do think that Hassan Reddick, I know that he was going round and round. It's like yes, no with the Eagles that they were going to extend him, rework the contract. But yeah,
well, they deferred his $1 million roster bonus till April 1st. Means that's cleaning the decks for a trade. Falcons, Rams, Ravens.
Right, and we just have to create some space. Now that would be solid, and that allows you to maybe go corner.
Number eight.
If you're thinking short term.
No, I get another one.
No, and that's but this
you
is
know,
a, no
another
that's,
one.
That's the great debate. I mean, John Abraham never had anybody opposite. Patrick Kearney never had anybody opposite. Maybe other than Rod Coleman. You know, the last time Claude Humphrey never really had anybody, well, technically opposite him.
How formidable does a team have? How formidable is an NFL team or college team if they have bookends? Are you kidding me?
That's it, man. That's what made the 98 Falcons so impressive with the bomb squad.
That defense was so stout. I mean, front to back it was.
Four
especially
guys
D-line,
that could get after it, right?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Nobody knew about other than Falcon fans those last few years. Hey, man, it is our buddy Rob Tribble. We're live at Twin Peaks. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Go to mancavestore.com. You can visit them off 85. Just over there by Jimmy Carter. Really cool spot. See what's best for your dojo, whether you're living in a condo or you're going crazy out there in the burbs. Go to mancavestore.com. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the headlines.
Go to condo.
And get the latest on March Madness. Benjamin Albright's going to join us as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And Friday in Paradise, it's a Rob Tribble for Carl Dukes. Carl's out in Vegas at Peter Luger's right now.
Brand new, it was confirmed, because you never know. Parts unknown.
Legendary Steakhouse is now out there on Vegas, the only location outside of Manhattan. They got one in Long Island.
Are Kobe steaks overrated? I've never
No, they're not.
Aren't they tiny?
No. Where are you going? Where are you buying it?
I don't know. I know nothing about it. I'm simple white trash.
How dare you go there? No, man, it depends on which the steakhouse and how big the cut, but it can be that good. Just that good. We were in Tokyo in 05 with the Falcons. Believe me, it was that good. That was that press conference I've told the story about, where they got Roger Goodell was the assistant. Tagliabue was still the commissioner.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got Jim Irsay, Peyton Manning, Arthur Blank, and Michael Vick. And you got Roger Goodell as the moderator. And so they got the microphone, the boom mic, and so they have a few questions from like Fuji TV and stuff. And then it's like, hey, Mike Bell, back then I was with 790 when we existed. And I was like, Arthur, do you think we'll have more of these international games in the future? Mike, what are you doing here? I go, well, I flew out this week. Because Arthur is, he's just he's just so lovable. And so I said, I flew out. I've been here all week. Been hanging out. And he goes, where are you staying? I go, well, I'm in the Roppongi. This is while during the press conference, 500 people in the Tokyo Dome Hotel Grand Ballroom. And he goes, well, we're having dinner at a steakhouse tonight. You'll have to come along. And then Roger's like, okay, if we can answer the question. But it was just, that's vintage Arthur. And we got to tag along for this amazing steakhouse. And it was one of the greatest meals I've ever had. But Carl is out in Vegas with his boys watching the tournament. Right now, the big story is, it depends if you, on an 8 and a 9, do you flip a coin?
You do, don't you?
I mean, you know me, my patented animal kingdom, if you want to figure it out, a wildcat of Northwestern would eat an owl of Florida Atlantic. But, of course, the wildcats also might get all their shirts off and do weird stuff in the locker room with you before the game, for FAU.
What if it's a kitten wildcat and a full grown?
Yes, and then the owl would take the kitten off in the woods and eat him. So, 26 seconds left on that one. But as we said, this is one of those flip a coin
Florida Atlantic deals. Up by 2, 50,
that's
56.
Right. Let's go Owls. Last night was the big story, though. Kentucky loses. It's all part of the headlines.
Strap in, youngins. With Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man, Kentucky last night goes down, as you know, to Oakland of Michigan, 80-76. Wildcats now 1-4 in their last five tournament games.
I think SEC, they're under 500 too, aren't they?
Calipari talks about, changing the approach. I've already killed Calipari to start the show. They had 8 freshmen, 3 sophomores.
Yeah, you have like this visceral hatred.
No, I
like Sean Connery and Alex Trebek on SNL. That
we're
kind of
going
hatred.
To overtime with FAU and Northwestern, by the way, as Northwestern hits a clutch jumper, and then FAU can't find a way to win the game. So we'll keep you up to speed on that. No, there's just certain guys and mystiques I just don't buy into. And I've always felt that, college basketball, I've said this a million times. If you've ever been to a Final Four, whether it was here in Atlanta, and you see where the coaches are all hanging out, it's like an episode of The Sopranos. Seeing all these grown men dressed up in these sweatsuits. I mean, we were in San Antonio once. It was Bob Huggins talking to Jerry Tarkanian. I'm like,
oh,
the only thing missing was an envelope being exchanged. It's just a dirty game. Now that we have name, image, likeness, and we have some degree of, look, it's all out there, and it's an equal playing field, but it's always been the dirtiest sport of the major sports in college athletics.
I think
always
Jerry Buss was really after trying to get Tarkanian when he first balled.
Correct.
The Lakers,
they talked about that in Winning Time on HBO.
That was well done.
Right.
It was very well done.
The kid who played the stoner in the 1990s Texas movie, Days and Confused. Days and Confused. The kid who was the major stoner played Tarkanian on the documentary.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Shaved
nice
head.
Pull on that. Yeah.
It's amazing. Hey, man. Kentucky then loses. John did the interview, and you may have heard the audio where he's talking about, how they're going to change their approach. Just, dude, common sense. put somebody on the guy who only takes three-point shots. Know how to handle a zone defense. And they didn't play terribly on offense, but their defense was abysmal.
Well, the defense was lack of effort. You had guys just wandering around aimlessly like they were tripping or something is what it looked like to me.
The tournament continues. Last night, Kansas, you could argue, save for the all-ball call that was called a foul.
That was awful.
You still got to finish it out, but Kansas hangs on. A lot of folks felt Samford got jobbed on that one.
They got big-time jobbed on that. That was the cleanest block, too.
Right.
I mean, it's all ball. And like I said, like we said earlier, you can't review that in college basketball. You can only review if a foul should be a flagrant, but they will not review whether or not it was a foul like the NBA does.
Last night, the Hawks lose to the Suns. We talked about that, 128-115. Just one of those games where the Suns aren't exactly lighting it up, but our roster is just so decimated with injuries. Take away Jalen Johnson. That's just tough.
Can we just move on from the Hawks? I am just so sick of it.
Well, here's the thing.
My relationship with the Hawks is like a 10-year sexless marriage. We're just roommates now. We really don't even like each other anymore.
Wow. Just two strangers passing in the hallways. Oh, just telling me. No, because the other side of it is there. You may or you may not agree. They're going to say injury is what caused us to fail this year. And I don't give any slack.
There's always some excuse.
You're still in this rut. You're in this rut of the play-in game 3 years. You didn't improve on the squad. You waited too long to trade John Collins. You made a terrible trade for DeJounte Murray that still makes less sense now 2 years later. You had to validate it by giving him a contract.
It's just this endless fever dream, bottomless abyss of mediocrity that just – it's like I take a shower. I can't get clean enough watching this team.
So I like the loveless marriage. We'll start with that. Okay. But the injuries, and here's the thing. I've looked at this. I don't claim to be a cap expert. No one even knows. Even the guys that cover the sport, you know, for a living, struggle sometimes with the nuances of the NBA. But the best I could find from the experts we speak with is you're going to have to spend money. You either blow it up or you throw money at the problem and get into the luxury tax. And wrestler, now look, I wouldn't recommend any businessman throw money down the toilet if there's no end in sight. But you have to come to a hard decision. You can't move on from sets to really truly rebuild. The NBA, if you get it wrong, you're stuck in purgatory for 6 or 7 years. The NFL, you can go from worst to first. You can't do that in the NBA. Look at trust the process. Look at the Sixers. They still haven't won the championship.
Well, yeah, think about this. Look at all the billionaires around the world that are building bunkers in, like, New Zealand. So maybe you're kind of hesitant to spend some money because it's about to hit the fan, brother.
I can't attest to Mr. Wrestler having a bunker somewhere in New Zealand. I do know
many of them do. They do. It's
again,
a fact.
If you love conspiracy theories and you love this kind of stuff, Rob is your guy, by the way.
You know what? When I hear conspiracy theory, I say, well, in 6 months. Wait 6 weeks and 6 months.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
We'll move on to the next one.
Headlines are brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. He's got an investment, obviously, with what's over there at the Gulch becoming hopefully a new version, even bigger and better than what we have.
The battery, yeah. That's,
yeah, the battery or at Atlantic Station.
It's really amazing what the Braves did with that. As pissed off as I was when I moved up there, because I'm just an Atlantic kid. I don't go to as many games anymore.
Right.
But that was a brilliant business model. Everybody's trying to duplicate now. Even over in Europe, soccer clubs are trying to duplicate.
But just like to see, you know, the money.
You own the property.
But like to see the money put into the basketball team. You know, because how else are you going to fix this? You know, you've got a $25 million exemption to use because of John Collins leaving the team. You got to prime the pump a little bit. I mean, I'm with you. You can't have 4 years in a row of play-in range basketball.
No.
Especially, and you said it, it's a loyal fan base. The TV numbers that the NBA does in Atlanta are always like one of the top five.
Yeah. But they're not watching the Hawks.
Well, people love, they do love basketball.
They
just
love basketball.
Never get rewarded with
the local
home team.
Professionals.
Right. Hey, one last story. We got into this yesterday. More and more wrinkles to the Shohei Ohtani interpreter embezzling $4.5 million. They've gone around. It's kind of like the Kate Middleton with the Royals, as we said yesterday.
I know where she is.
They've changed their story now 3 times. Baseball, of course, is slow rolling this like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Because the good news for baseball is nobody cares about anybody outside their own market.
And apparently they didn't bet on baseball. And who's the guy that Steak had on today? The guy that Two for the Money, the movie is made, and Matthew McConaughey played him. He talked about the Ohtani thing.
Brandon
Lang.
Brandon Lang.
Yeah, Brandon Lang.
He knows
Lang.
The bookie in Southern California.
Yeah, he knows him. We got to find that sound. I recommended that earlier. We got to find that sound. He kind of sums it up nicely. No way Ohtani didn't know about it. But you can't necessarily link him to it either.
Right. But the thing is, it's just the optics are bad because you reverse field so many times on this. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Nobody cares.
No, and it's a dude that you're intimate with. So some people immediately, not to say you're a conspiracy theorist, but some folks out there would say, well, Ohtani's placed the bets and this guy's placed the bets for him.
I call it spoiler alert, by the way. Just to let you know.
Okay. It is Dukes and Bell with Rob Tribble. Man, this hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com and visit them in person, too, and get a real amazing view of all the stuff. And I believe they've got a good special going on right now for some of the floor demos Sandra was talking about the other day on the Steakhouse. So go visit them. It is live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We got plenty of football to talk about. One of our good buddies, Benjamin Albright from KOA in Denver, covers the NFL. We'll get his take. He had a great line about Russell Wilson a few months ago. Toxic positivity in the locker room that alienated some of his teammates. In other words,
insincere.
You know, on the sideline,
phony.
We're down 30. We got him.
Phony.
So we'll get into it amongst other topics around the NFL, including his handicap on how the draft's going to play out. Can we see four quarterbacks go on those first four picks? It's all coming up, guys. Some Pigskin live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Buckhead, we got some dudes that are on their laptops either pretending to be working, maybe on a porn site, keep it to yourself, or they are actually judging what's going down in March Madness.
I would get arrested just looking at their browsing history.
Keep you up to speed on that.
Speaking of which, though, Mike, I'm sorry you were on a roll there, but you just posted a photo of you and I here.
Yes, sir.
At Twin Peaks, and in the background is pretty funny.
It's a lovely server, Rob. They don't objectify women. We include them in the promotional shots. Northwestern took it to overtime. Now they're running away from FAU, so no major upsets today.
Let's fulfilling our mission.
Talk to our man, Benjamin Albright. We got Robin for Carl Dukes, and Ben is a legend in the Rockies.
Legend.
From KOA. And Benjamin, I told Rob your line about Russell Wilson and his toxic positivity, which I still think is one of the greatest lines we've had on the show.
That's
this
a great
year.
Band name, by the
really
way.
It really is. What was your first reaction when you heard he was landing in Pittsburgh?
Not surprised at all. He was always going to go where Arthur Smith was going. If Arthur Smith had been retained in Atlanta, Russell Wilson would be the quarterback in Atlanta. So not ultimately surprised. I think Russ feels like, and his team feels like, that offense gives him the best opportunity to succeed. Whether or not that's true, of course, remains to be seen. And of course, they've acquired Justin Fields to back him up. So, we'll see how it works out for him. Hopefully both those guys can kind of reinvigorate their careers.
Good fit, though, by the way, Tomlin with him. I mean, we joked around that Tomlin has like a master's degree in crazy personalities. Basically,
he kind of does,
Pittsburgh.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Mike Tomlin knows how to navigate people, and I think that that's a big thing for Russ. You've got to have a strong head coach that knows how to deal with differing personalities in a locker room. And Russ's personality is so different than a lot of the guys that are going to be in that locker room, especially there at wide receiver with George Pickens. I mean, I'm here for that. That interesting drama. So, I'm looking forward to seeing how it works out.
All right, Hassan Reddick being linked to the Falcons, Rams, and Ravens. A bloated cap figure. That's why they're probably going to trade him, it looks like. Good fit here in Atlanta. How much smoke is there? How much fire is related to the smoke?
I would say there's a good amount. I mean, we know that Atlanta's looking at edge rushers. You know, we know that. We know that they've been doing work on that in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get Reddick, or maybe even if they do, if they go with Dallas Turner out of Alabama there in the draft. So, Atlanta's looking to generate pressure. I think Raheem Morris knows that's what they need in order to be successful. He's seen that. He's obviously worked with several defenses and knows that, you know, a key to slowing people down is getting after the quarterback, putting them behind the chains in negative situations, and that starts with edge pressure.
All right, but what was the compensation? Maybe a second rounder this year? What do you think?
I think so. Howie Roseman is interesting, man, because you'll see, you know, he'll go out there, he'll spend a whole bunch of draft capital on a guy that you're like, well, that was a lot he spent. And then you'll turn around and see him walk away from players for less than what you'd think. It's interesting. I don't know the exact terms of what would get it done, but I would say that a second rounder probably does, yes.
It is a Benjamin Albright with his guys from KOA in Denver. And what do you make of the moves? Obviously, the coaches they lost last year in Philly just kind of saw that thing come off the rails. Kellen Moore is now in charge. Love the pickup of Saquon Barkley. Maybe take some pressure off Jalen Hurts. Eagles get right back where they should have been because they were the number one seed before the wheels fell off.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that we all figured there would be a drop-off with Shane Steichen getting a head coaching job and what he's able to do on offense and what he's been able to do on offense. And, of course, we saw that, you know. I think bringing Kellen Moore in is a little bit different. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how that works for Jalen Hurts. I do think it'll be a big thing for Barkley, especially if you're a fantasy guy and you like receptions out of the backfield. I do think that'll be big for Saquon. As far as the rest of it goes, I mean, bringing in Vic Fangio, that was where Vic wanted to be in the first place last year, and they ended up going a different direction and ultimately paid the price for it. Vic brings the scheme that everybody's trying to emulate right now in the league, which is kind of that tight front with a cover four back end. And, it's really predicated on making sure that your back end holds up more so than it is about getting pressure. So I think it's an interesting fit there. Vic's from the area, so he knows what it's like to work in the, you know, to work that region, which can be different. But, I don't know. Philly, it always seems like they reload and they're close, but they never seem to get there. So I've got my eye on that one, but I'm interested to see that division as a whole. I mean, you've got Dallas cratering. You've got a Washington team that really did a lot of interesting things this offseason. I'm kind of interested to see that. And then the Giants, I mean, you know, that's just a who's who of what are they going to do next that doesn't work.
All right, the quarterback dynamic between J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, it's the evaluation just vacillates. It's like someone with an anxious attachment style. No, I love Drake May. He's like Josh Allen. Oh, J.J. McCarthy's just a second rounder now. J.J. McCarthy emerging. Drake May apparently sinking. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of this stuff that we talk about, risers and fallers and things like that, a lot of that is just media catching up to where the league actually feels about things. I don't think these guys are necessarily rising or falling. I'll say this. I've always said that J.J. McCarthy was going to go a lot higher than people thought he was, just based on people I've talked to around the league, not my own rudimentary quarterback evaluations or anything. I believe that we're going to see four quarterbacks go in the top six picks. Now, that could go sooner than that, but I do believe all four will be going in the top six picks. I think you're probably looking at Caleb Williams number one, Jaden Daniels number two, and then after that, it's a question of who goes three and four, whether that's May or McCarthy.
That's a great summation. We just had to catch up with what the NFL thought, so I guess we're just running about a month or two behind.
In some cases, if you're me, maybe you're running even further than that behind.
Oh, dear.
It's NFL insider Benjamin Albright with us, guys, here on the waitfor.com hotline. Yeah, I guess the big question is, do the Chargers trade their pick? Does Arizona drop down? Is that where the fourth quarterback's going to go?
Well, I think 3, 4, and 5 are in good positions to trade. I know a lot of people disagree with me on New England trading out of there, but Elliot Wolf's the son of Ron Wolf, and I would be very surprised if they didn't at least consider it. So I think 3, 4, and 5 are the trade spots. I think the trade-up teams are probably the Minnesota Vikings, the Giants, and maybe to a lesser extent the Denver Broncos, simply because the Broncos just don't have the draft capital, although I think they'd like to get up there and get J.J. McCarthy. So we'll see if Sean Payton, George Payton can pull something like that off, but at this point I'm not sure if they've got the ammunition.
Ben, much to do about nothing with Marvin Harrison Jr. not doing the workouts, because he's probably still going to, I would imagine he's going to do private workouts. If he doesn't do private workouts, are some general managers really going to start saying, what the hell's going on here?
Well, I mean, he worked out at Ohio State's Pro Day last year, and, I mean, he's Marvin Harrison. You've got the tape. You know what he brings to the table. I mean, right. If you want to draft Marvin Harrison, you've got his phone number. You know where to find him. I'm not to do about nothing with that. I'm not buying that portion of it with the, with the not working out being a problem.
Right. Unless it's like the old narratives, like the old angry GMs, not to name names. This kid, where is it? Exactly. Ben Albright with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, meanwhile, the other players, the other positions, we really need edge rush. Aside from maybe the chance at Hassan Reddick, it seems like our general manager is always taking the best athlete available. Is Dallas Turner or Jared Verse the best athlete available at the eighth overall pick? I'm asking you to read his mind and his whiteboard, but you still think we go edge rush at eight?
I do, and I do think it'll be one of those two, and probably Dallas Turner. I think I think very, very highly of Jared Verse. I think Turner's maybe just a little bit better football player at this point, where Verse might be the better athlete. Again, not privy to their board, so I don't know. It's just a guesswork on my part. Again, Dallas Turner coming from that system and being the player that he is, I don't think you can go wrong either way. Verse, a little bit better athlete. Turner, a little more polished football player at this point.
All right, I want to ask you about a couple of Bulldogs. Ladd McConkey asserted himself quite well at the combine, maybe have crept into the first round. And Brock Bowers, where do you think their likely landing spots will be?
Well, you cut out a minute there. Brock Bowers, I can answer. I think he goes to the Jets at 10. I think that they're going to finish loading up for Aaron Rodgers. I think that's what this whole thing is predicated on, and I believe that's the direction that they'll go. What was the other name that you mentioned?
Ladd McConkey.
Oh, Ladd McConkey. Oh, man. That's a guy I'd love to see here in Denver. I just love watching him play, seeing him down there at the Senior Bowl, all that stuff. I love watching him play. He's a great receiver, and I think anybody would be lucky to have him. You're probably looking at him going somewhere in that, late first or more likely early day two selection. There's a lot of great fits for him, across the league. I wouldn't want to pigeonhole him anywhere, but he's a guy that maybe creeps into the first, but probably more likely a second round draft pick.
As Benjamin mentioned, he's based in Denver. So are you guys really going to roll with Jared Stidham, or are you guys going to get in the mix with maybe snake the Raiders on a quarterback at 12?
I talked about the four quarterbacks I think are gone by the first six picks, and I think the Broncos would love to get up and get J.J. McCarthy. I just don't know that it's feasible. Beyond that, I mean, I don't see any other quarterbacks going in the first round.
Don't see Penix going, Ben?
No, absolutely not. I mean, his injury history. The people I talked to, and I posted this back in February. Maybe the Raiders pulled the trigger on that, but with a trade down, there would be no competition for him. And it's the same thing with the Broncos, the 12, and Knicks. Like, there would be no competition for that. You can go backwards. You could probably get both those guys at 40. It wouldn't shock me if either one of those teams traded back and took those guys, but I don't see them taking them at 12 and 13. As far as the Broncos, I mean, Stidham, I hope not, because I'm tired of covering bad football out here in Denver. But if I have to live through it another year, I guess I will.
Right.
You got the Nuggets, brother.
That's true.
Yeah, the Nuggets and the Avs. I mean, but, football is my first love. I don't want to have to sit here and report on my mistress.
All right, I got to ask you this. This is like the biggest mystery of humanity. Quarterback is the most scrutinized, probed, and prodded, and dwelled upon position in all of sports. Yet, more than half end up being bust. What is it there? Is it the I've mentioned fast twitch muscles before. Some athletes have fast twitch muscles that makes them better athletes. Is there a mental fast twitch muscle that maybe the elite physical talents don't have? Is that the difference fundamentally?
I think so. I think we overcomplicate the quarterback evaluation, and it is over-scrutinized. Yeah. And we do. An art and not a science. But at the same time, I think that there's a mentality to it. First of all, you've got to have championship work ethic, right? And that's something that I think nobody, the fans and the media, we don't see that. We don't know that. We're not privy to that. You got to have championship work ethic. All the tools in the world don't matter if you don't want to get better and be better. And then part of it is kind of that processing, that mental switch, that ability to decipher the field and anticipate where things are going to be rather than seeing it and then throwing it. And I would suggest that that's the difference between a Peyton Manning and a Russell Wilson. You know, Peyton Manning was able to anticipate everything on the field. Tom Brady able to anticipate everything on the field. And a guy like Russell Wilson, he has to see it before he throws it. And, you know, Russ has been such a great athlete and had elite tools that he's been able to get away with that for so long. But we've seen the wheels kind of come off in later years.
And Justin Fields there, they bring him in as the backup. And it was amazing how much traction it got here in Atlanta Bench because of the hometown connection. Some of our audience was disappointed we got Kirk
Cousins.
We
romanticized the idea.
Yeah. Yep. So needless to say, yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Good.
Well, I didn't understand that. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. The Chicago people who were sitting there saying they needed to keep Justin Fields and trade away the first pick, and it reminded me of Tebow mania here at Denver. Tim Tebow was terrible. And they were saying, there were people out there saying, well, we don't need Peyton Manning. We don't need Peyton Manning. We have Tim Tebow. Right. And it's the same thing up there. Justin Fields was 10-28 as a starter and averaged 150 passing yards a game. Guys, he was bad. You didn't miss anything. You got Kirk Cousins. You didn't miss anything.
Right on. I'm with you, brother. We're just excited about, you know, being relevant, being in the playoffs, and scoring more than 28 points a game. Something we haven't done since the Super Bowl year. So, hey, great insight, Ben. Always appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
You got it. Benjamin Albright from KOA there in Denver on the waitboard.com hotline. Hey, man, we're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, and the A-team is working, and they want to meet you. That didn't sound creepy, right? I'll do it again. We do the preamble every time we're at Twin Peaks. Yes, if you're a middle-aged ball man going through a divorce with bad credit, a little paunchy, you are the dream man for the ladies working today here at Twin Peaks. They want to meet you. We'll come back. NFL Blitz next. Duke Spell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.